Good evening. Gentlemen, it's 1 week before Slichas. Okay, it's getting... Pardon? Don't say that. Shmuel used to say that when he was a child. When you see a child on Shabbos touching muktzah or something, you say, Shabbos, Shabbos. You know, you tell your child that it's Shabbos sometimes. He remembers clearly when he was a child. And he would like not he was 6 or 8 years old, and he wouldn't learn properly during the Elul. So his mother used to say Elul, Elul, and he yeah, well, why are you not learning? Well, 6 or 8 year old child, yeah. Okay, we're up to page 566. Simon Tovchov Beis. We'll be learning Siv Beis, and Siv Gimel as well. Mitzvah Hashem. We'll be discussing amongst. The topics tonight, we'll be talking about the whole concept of the bracha for Hallel. We're discussing the halachah of Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, the bracha of Hallel, and important shaila, which was discussed in Mishnah Berurah of Katan Chof, is what happens if you are late? Not that it would ever happen, but what happens if you are late? If somebody is late, and when you are davening Pesukei Dezimra, the tzibur is already saying Hallel. What is your right practice? Again, you came late and you are still catching up, but they finished Manes and up to Halal already. What is the correct practice to do? And it's interesting Chiddush in Mishnah Berurah here. Okay, so Siv Beis, which is the bottom of page 566, steht da so. Koirin, vekoirin halal bediluk. So we spoke about Yalev Yovah, and that's what vekoirin halal bediluk is after discussing the halachas of Yalev Yovah, which is discussed extensively last week. We're now discussing the next step in halachas of Shchodesh, which is the halacha of halal. Vekoirin halal bediluk, you say halal. Halal bediluk means it's not the entire halal. You are skipping, you are leaving out some parts, hence the word diluk, skipping out, leaving out some parts of halal. We're not saying the full halal, we are leaving out two paragraphs. Bein yochid, whether you are on your own, bein betzibur, whether you are with the shul. Right. Now, before proceeding, there is a very interesting bialocha which must be discussed. Bialocha says over here, v'koirin, it's the top of the page in our editions. V'koirin bialocha says, is b'shas megillah, chof, the halal zmanu kol hayom. The time of halal is the entire day. You can recite halal the entire day. It's not like Shmoneh Esrei. Chutz mehalel de lepsochim, excluding the halal of the night of Pesach. So that's the first point. Piroch is mechadesh. Halal, its time is the entire day. Okay, point number one. Point number two. V'isa b'tshuvah shiris yayvetz. The yayvetz writes, the halal shaychot fila shachis. Halal is connected and belongs to shachis. V'al kenin, therefore, en litoim ad acha halal. You may not eat before finishing halal. You must wait. If you want to eat something, just like you're not allowed to eat before Shachis, you have to wait until they've finished halal. Imloi demand chalish lipa, unless somebody is particularly, exceptionally weak, the mutter for him would be permitted. He doesn't have to be careful. But in principle, halal, this is a really important point. We'll speak about that. We'll speak about that another time as well, Mitzvah Hashem, that halal is connected to Shmoneh Esrei. Therefore, just like you're not allowed to eat before Shmoneh Esrei, similarly also, you're not allowed to eat before Halal. It's connected. So don't eat before Halal. Which, of course, would be relevant when? When is it relevant? I think it's very relevant on some days.
When you say Halal?
Yeah. So for instance, it would be Yaks. So on Rosh Chodesh, not so... Yes, Rosh Chodesh, I don't think people would be tempted to eat before Halal. But you're right, Yom Tovim. I think this is quite an important ma'amokim. If somebody doesn't have to eat before, on Yom Tov, if somebody doesn't have to eat before, somebody's exceptionally weak, he would be allowed to. But if a person is not hungry, and doesn't feel, that's very difficult, then... Coffee, he's not talking about coffee, he's talking about eating.
Mazonos.
Yeah, he's talking about, that's right.
Is it okay?
And litoim. Yeah, it is, but he's not talking about drink. He's not talking about water, mayim, and And coffee is generally considered in the category of water, because all it is, it's water with a bit of taste. And
is it saying that on a Shabbos, let's say, when there's no halal, where you might be more makel?
Yeah. I'm saying there's an additional element. There's always a bit of a shaila. And certainly when there's halal, it makes it even more.
So the Babashas have this, rely on this heter from the Shulchan Aruch Aram for eating before Shabbos. Right? That's why they have, because they often daven Shabbos, but they learn.
Very late, them, yeah. I don't recall this head of Shulchan Aruch. I don't remember what Shulchan Aruch says. Yeah, I don't know what he says. Okay, that's the first bialoch on this sif. Okay, continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Yud Beis Korin Halel. So the Mishnah Berurah here in Sifkot Yud Beis tells us, why is it that we don't say the whole halal on Rosh Chodesh? Ever thought about it? Every month we say halal, but we don't say the full halal. Why don't we say the full halal on Rosh Chodesh? Why? Since it's a minhag, therefore we don't say the whole. Very good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkot Yud Beis, halal b'diluk, v'chol halal ein likoy. You should not recite the entire halal. Why? Mishum deksiv, because it says in the pasuk, Hashir yelochem kelel iskadesh chag. It's a pasuk that says, Hashir yelochem, the shir, the song, should be for you, kelel, like the night iskadesh chag of sanctity, which is referring to Pesach. But Hashir nolei, we dash and therefore, Hamukudesh lechag, Oitzelema she'os b'siyas melocha, those days which has got a issa melocha, such as, which are the days that also be melocha? Yom Tov, for instance, yeah. Ton shira, those require a shira. What's a shira? Shira, of course, is the song he's talking about. Halal. So those days that there is no, that malach is also, those days you say halal. V'she'eim ha'kodesh l'chak, and those days that is no isa malacha, ain't ton shira, you will not say the shira. Which means which days, for instance? A day that doesn't have an isa malacha, you don't say Shira Ayi Halal, which would be Rosh Chodesh. So in principle, Rosh Chodesh, you don't say Halal. Elo only, Shenoagwa v'sena likoy, so it is, as you are saying correctly, it is a minik, it is an ancient minik to recite Halal on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Fechadei, in order, she heker, that it should be recognizable, she'enu mitzat adin, and in order that it should not be identical to the real Halal, therefore we skip parts. And now the Mishnah Berurah continues and says which parts we skip. Haminag haposhim mishdalgin milo ilonu ad Hashem zochenu, humin avahavti ki yishmat meoshiv, yish midalgin achen, other skip other parts. Ein be'eliyah betavle minogenu. So the point of the Mishnah Berurah is that really Halal belongs to days that ezes malacha, such as Yom Tovim. Yeah, okay, good question. But the days that has no Issa Melocha, those days really, you don't say the full Halal. You don't say Halal. So, nevertheless, the meaning is to say Halal, but we can't make the same Halal then on Yom Tov, therefore, we skip bits. It's interesting, the Poskim discuss, Mishnah Berurah doesn't, but Poskim discuss what happens if you actually by mistake did say it. Say on Rosh Chodesh, you said the whole Halal. I don't know why, it was, you said the whole Halal on Rosh Chodesh. What happened? Are you Yoitzin? Not Yoitzin. Is it Ma'akev? Not Ma'akev. What would you do then? Yeah. So therefore. So what? So. Yeah. 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 But you can't be Mechar Megadev if there's a day that Ba'etzim you're allowed to say Halal. So the man said, I saw the Poskim say what you were saying. That ultimately, of course you shouldn't. If you did by mistake say the entire Halal, still Yoitzin B'diavet. The meaning is not to, and it's wrong to say the entire Halal, but if you did say the entire Halal, you don't have to go over it again. Yeah. Okay. Now comes the interesting topic of the Brocha of Halal. Now, before even starting with the three opinions of Shulchan Aruch, what would be our initial thought? If I'd ask, if you wouldn't know anything, what would we say? Would you say, yes, we should say Halal? Or no, we don't say Halal? What would you say? What would be the initial thought? You would say, yeah, sorry, yeah, do you say Halal with a bracha or not? Would you say, you don't, right? You don't make a bracha on Tefillah. This is part of Tefillah, therefore, who makes sense? Okay. Lemaisa, it's not mamash Tefillah, it's an additional Tosefes.
Yeah.
It's true, we don't say a bracha on... Yeah. So he's saying that, similarly also, halal is part of Tefillah, therefore it wouldn't make sense to say bracha on halal. Okay, everybody agrees, disagrees? Halal, in principle, bracha, no bracha.
It's like an extension of Pirkei Dezim, right?
And therefore, you shouldn't say it. Very good. Yul Svar is an interesting Svar. We'll get to that in Sifkot Mechof, Mishnah Berurah. We'll speak about that. Okay, let us see. There's three opinions about that. Three opinions. So, top of the page. V'yesh oimim, some say, shal tzibu mevorachin olav, that, yes, if you say betzibu, if you say halal, communal, with communal davening, then you will make a bracha. Betchila, at the beginning, likroi es halal, and you will say the words of likroi es halal to say, to recite halal. Veinberg ligmoy, if you said by mistake words ligmoy, which is different words of for sing, it doesn't matter. So normally you would say likroi es halal. If you use the word ligmoy, it doesn't matter. So that's this first opinion says you say the bracha only if it's recited as a, in shul together. And at the end, after Yalucha, you will say another the second part of the bracha, which is at the end of halal. This is only if you're saying it together. For a yochid, a person individually, a private person, einem avarecholav will not make the bracha. Will not make the bracha. You're correct. No. So I thought he means, but I might be wrong. It's the tzibur. Everybody will say it. Everybody in a situation of a tzibur, everybody will say. Yeah. V'yesh oimim, some say, second opinion, sha'af ha'tzibur en mevorachin olav, lo betchila v'lo basoif. V'zeh da'as ha'rambam. The Rambam holds, you will not say any brachas, if it's together, if you're on your own, whatever it is. Now, I believe normally the Taimonim, any Yemenites, anybody knows about Dominic Taimon? Taimon always goes with Rambam, I believe. Anybody has any experience? No? They probably won't say ever. Your wife is okay. So v'chein noyagin b'chol malchus Eretz Yisrael v'v'sivisei, and that is the minhag of Eretz Yisrael and its surroundings. So there is that minhag not to ever recite a bracha at the beginning and the end. Third opinion. So again, the first opinion was well, making a distinction between yochid and tzibur. Second opinion was the opinion of the Rambam. We never say bracha. And the third opinion is, guess what? We do make a bracha always, and that's our minig, right? V'yesh oimrim, some say, digam yochim v'vorecholov, the Rosh holds, that's the opinion of the Ramah, that even a yochid will say the bracha of halal, beginning at the end. V'chein oyagin, and that is the minig, p'medinas elu in our countries, in our areas. And that's the minig Ashkenaz. Mikol mokim, nevertheless, Yizoy Odom, a person should be careful. Likois betzibu, a person should be careful to read with the tzibu, with the minion. Kidei in order levoy chalov ima tzibu, in order to make a bracha with the tzibu. So, what's the Ramos psak exactly? The Ramos says, there's a minig. The minig in principle is like the Rosh, which is what? We say, always say. However, the Ramos does say, if possible, try to be stringent and go with your opinion of tzibur, with the first opinion, if possible, try to say halal with a tzibur, so you can make a bracha according to that opinion as well. Okay. And let's just finish off the last line of the Amar. V'yesh oimrim, and some say, d'kshiyochid koire, when an individual reads halal by himself, oimel eshnaim, he'll call two people along, and he tells them, Shem Rimei Rosh Epoikim, and they will read with him the paragraphs, the starting of the paragraphs, the Ozim Kerabim, because then it's a bit like Arabim, then it's a bit like if there's two people answering that it's a bit like this, Rabbim. For Noag Ruchein, in that is the meaning per Hoidu, by the paragraph of Hoidu, Veloi per Ono, and not by the paragraph of Ono. Some say that if you... Pardon? Yeah. Now, okay. Gentlemen, what is the reason of those opinions, like the Rambam, who hold you do not ever make a bracha for Hallel? Why? Ever. So the Mishnah Berurah explains the reason in Sifkoten Yud Dalet. What is the reason? The Ikra Halel Brosh Chodesh, the main obligation of Halel Brosh Chodesh and Olam Min Hoga is for Minik, V'lo Min Adin, it's not halachic requirement. V'am Min Hoga, Olam Min Hoga, Olam Min Hoga, don't make a bracha. So, what did you say?
It's just on Rosh Chodesh.
That's right, correct.
Then you'd have a situation whereby you say low plug probably, but there's a situation whereby the reasons why you're not saying the bracha is because it's a thing that is inherently not connected with something like the drosha, that not connected with the day that isn't a day which is just a malacha.
Yeah.
Perhaps if
it's interesting. It's a very interesting shaila. If it happens to be on a day that is also a malacha, then it's an interesting shaila. Now, the halacha I'm sure is that you will not recite bracha, but it's an interesting knatch, very interesting, shaila, yeah. Yeah, it's a very good question. For instance, what? Pardon? Magen Avos, or yeah, there's plenty of other examples as well that we'll make a bracha. We find that by Chanukah as well. We find it by Purim as well. That there's various by Chanukah, for instance. We'll make a bracha if you let's say you light the first. Yeah, by the menorah, you light the first, and you forgot to make a bracha, and then you want to light the second candle, and you want to make the bracha now for the second candle. You're allowed to make a bracha, although it's not really you can probably call it. Oh, okay, so that's already interesting. Shaila, will you differentiate between minig and it's not ikra din. So okay, it's a chumra. Yeah, so that's an interesting discussion. Yes, but this is definitely a very interesting shaila. Where do we find, why is it so clear cut that we don't make a bracha on a minig? At times we do. That's an interesting discussion. But the Rambam seems to pass, at least over here, when it comes to Halal Chodesh, that you will never, the Rambam passes, you don't make a bracha on a minig. And since it's only a minig, you don't say Halal on Rosh Chodesh with a bracha. Yeah. Perhaps, yeah, that's good. Interesting, Michalik, yeah. Either way, our minig is that we're going to say a bracha when? Our minig is always, that we always make a bracha. Now, there is, however, the Ramad did say chumra, that if possible, you should always say it with a tzibur. And here comes a fascinating Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Yisai, fascinating Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah wants to ask, earlier we asked, what if somebody chalila comes late for davening? And what would you say? It's very interesting, Shaila. I really like this. If a person comes late and they're already up to halal and you're up to psukah de zimra, what are you meant to do? Because we learned now that ideally you should say halal with a tzibur, with a minyan. So what happens now? Imagine you're mid of psukah de zimra. And they're saying halal. What are you meant to do now? Came late. You say halal with them. Can you say halal in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? Ever happened to you? No, wouldn't. Well, what happens? Imagine you're late. You're really, okay, you overslept. You know, when could it be? Rosh Chodesh? I don't know. It's a bit longer, yeah? You say you can't say halal in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra. What would you do with the bracha? Can you say a bracha in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra? So you're going to stop in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, you're going to say the bracha, you're going to go for halal, and then carry on from where you are. So you're going to say halal before you said Shemoneh Esrei. Before Shema. What are you meant to do? Or perhaps you just move on, Pesukah de Zimra, you say Shema, Shemoneh Esrei, and then by the time you hit halal, they have long, they're already up to, where are they up to already? Yeah, probably, yeah. Or perhaps Musaf, yeah. Yeah. So Rabbi said is a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. in Mishnah Berurah paskens that the Mishnah Berurah says Kotten Tes Zayin. I'm skipping the first line. Belochi kosvu achronim. The achronim write the im bole beis hakneses. If a person comes to shul samach halal, just before halal, listen to that. Hear, hear. Yikro halal tchilo. You should recite halal first. Im atzibo. Im atzibo. With a minion. Ve'achkach and afterwards is halal. You should have one after that. Catch up afterwards. Now you're going to say halal with oilim. For kosvu oid. And not only that. The imu be'emtza psuki de zimre. If you are in the middle of psuki de zimre, yeish lo lehafsik. You must interrupt. Likrois to read halal to say halal. Imatzibu with the tzibu. Ve'ein ze hafsik. It's not considered an interruption. For the loygora me'mizmoirim shemesifim b'shabbos. It's no different than the kapitel chtelim that are said on Shabbos, added on Shabbos. Miu, however, in terms of the bracha, loyvorech ala halal. Do not make a bracha on halal. Loy betchila, not at the beginning. V'loy b'soif, and not at the end. V'yoytze, and your yoytze, b'mashik v'aberach, b'och sha'ama, your yoytze by saying the brocha at the beginning of b'och sha'ama, b'tchila u'b'yekas v'shtabach s'vasoif, and the brocha v'shtabach they sing at the end, will fulfill the your obligation of a brocha. V'kolze, behal de rosh chodesh, and this is all with regards to halav rosh chodesh, she'esh poiskim, the enevach klad, there are opinions, as we just discussed extensively, there are opinions that hold that you don't say a brach in the first place, aval biyomim shegomer is a halal, but the days that you will say the entire halal, the os chayv hu bebrach lekula alma, that is an absolute obligation to say halal with a brach, ein loyma beemtza psukat zimra, you will not say it in the middle of psukat zimra, shelo yafsid habrach, that you shouldn't lose the brachas. Wow, now that's quite a Mishnah Berurah, that's a spitz lamdash in Mishnah Berurah. So now, if it's Rosh Chodesh, you're right. If it's Rosh Chodesh and you've come late, what you do is, you will interrupt Psukah de Zimra. You will go for Halal. And you will not say the brachas of Halal. Because you've said the brach of Baruch Shama, and you will say the brach of Yishtabach. These are the same kind of brachas. And it's as if you're adding Tehillim in the middle of Psukah de Zimra, like you do on Shabbos. That's if it is, which day? Rosh Chodesh. Now, the other days, let's say it's Yom Tov. So Yom Tov, we said, halal is far more of an obligation to say halal. It's the entire halal. So there, you can't lose the brachas. So what are you meant to do? You can't lose your brachas. And you can't say the brachas in the middle of Psukat Zimra. You can't say brachas in the middle of Psukat Zimra. You can't say brachas in the middle of Psukat
Zimra.
Yeah,
you said Baruch
Shalom,
right?
Yeah,
then
but that,
Shalom.
Yeah.
Then you just add it in.
Good. But the Mishnah Berurah seems to hold that, very good, you're right. But he says that ultimately, you're losing the correct brachas. So on the days that it's anyway dodgy, like Rosh Chodesh, there is opinion hold, that you don't really make a halal with a bracha, we learned our three opinions. So therefore, you go for the semi-brachas. Go for the brach sha'ama and the ishtabach brachas. That's all, it's all right. But the real days that you have real obligation to say halal, such as Yom Tov, you don't go for the b'dievet brachas. You've got to say the real brachas of halal, and that you can't say in the middle of Psukat Zimra. Therefore, you go for Psukat Zimra now, go for Shema Esa, and then you're going to say halal with the brachas. So what we're learning is that brachas is ma'akev, the real brachas on a real halal day is doicha tzibu. Yeah,
not very different.
Not very different, but slightly different. It's quite the lomdash Mishnah Berurah that. So it's hard to remember this one. It's hard to remember. So, but what we've got to know is that if you come late, chalila, you should never come late, yeah? But if chalila, a person comes late. So speak it out. If it's Rosh Chodesh, then you say it, you just go for halal, and you don't say the right brachas. You've got the tzibu then. You've got the mile of tzibu. You're singing with oilem. However, if it's Yom Tov, then it's better to say it beyichidus because you want to say the right brachas for halal. Now let me go back to your question, Shabbos. Let's work this out together. I didn't work it out. Let's work it out together. What happens if it's Shabbos or Shchodesh?
No, I had a better question.
What
about Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah?
Okay, let's figure this out. If it's Rosh Chodesh Teves,
so now it's
Goyman as a halal, and it's an ikichiyuv. You probably wouldn't do like Rosh Chodesh. You'd go for that. You continue be yichidas, and you're gonna say halal. I don't know what Shabbos supposed to be. Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably would. Yeah, it's a good shayla. Very, very interesting, yeah. Yeah, but I wonder about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Isai. What are we going to do Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? What are we going to do Shabbos Naftali? What do you do Shabbos Rosh Chodesh? What are we going to say? You're going to say... It's, you just go for regular... Carry on, because it's it was David because it's not Ikechi of Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, probably that's the... Yeah, okay, that's the Psak of the Mishneh Berurah. I believe the Achol came on the Mishneh Berurah. But this is that's the clear cut psak of the Mishneh Berurah. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, let us just recap what we covered this evening. Okay, we started off discussing the halacha that halal, the time of halal is it's the whole day. Then we spoke about halal being connected to shachis. Okay, then we spoke about halal is not recited its entirety on Rosh Chodesh. Why not? It's only a minig, because really you only say halal when there is issur melacha. And that's only a minig. Okay. There was three opinions about the bracha. The first opinion was... Yeah, you only say with the tzibur, you don't say b'yochid. Second opinion was the opinion of the Rambam, who holds that what?
Never.
Third opinion was the minig of Ashkenaz. Always. Right. Now, the Mishneh Berurah then taught us that what is the reason of the Rambam? That you never say bracha because it's only a minik. Yeah. Now, and then came the interesting Lomdish Mishneh Berurah that taught us what's the luck if a person comes late and they're up to halal already. So now we're making a distinction between Rosh Chodesh and Yom Tovim. On Rosh Chodesh, you say then. And you don't say the brachas because you're going to be yotze with the brachas of Pesukah the same way. However, on Yom Tov, where you have real obligation to say the real halal with its real brachas, what do you do then? You skip the tzibur, you go be yechidus, you keep going as long as you've got the real brachas, and that's the way you're going to do it. The Rama finished off telling us that if you can't say b'tzibur, you should always try to say b'tzibur. And if you're bechidus, we can call two people at least to say the beginning of the paragraphs, and it's a bit like rabbim, and it's better than nothing. Right, okay, we'll continue Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow evening at 7:20 from Seif Gimel. All right.